Gather round, it's time for the big pen. Hold down, kick out your heels, jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand, and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big pen, hold down, gotta have a collar you can trust.
Time.
No sponsors.
Here's Danny.
Hey, let's replay some crap from yesterday. What do you say, Corby?
Dude, yes.
Boy, it's worth it, man, because on our little morning program, I know that my brain was fried after we were done, but my face definitely hurt. I don't know how you guys feel in there, and Danny and Mino, since you both worked at, but I laughed a lot, and I think it was partially because I was just insanely tired.
It helps.
You know?
Yeah.
But there was a lot of good laughs, man. There was a lot of good time laughs.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was due to Jake. Actually, it was due to a P1.
Due to Jake? Is that a new character?
Due to Jake. Oh. Not due to Jake.
I don't remember him appearing yesterday.
Like hit the door.
Here's the deal. I'm due to Jake.
I want to go by that name, all right?
Yeah.
It was due to a P1 who called in to the crow line, and Mino, help me out here. He was singing a Chili Pepper song, and then he worked in the Metal Bats drop from Mike Soroy, right?
Yeah, it was the give it away now, and he substituted Metal Bats, yeah.
Yes. And immediately Jake thought, oh my God, could that actually work? Could we put together a song?
It's funny because I was listening to that crow line driving in, and I immediately went in there. And I said, dude, the best thing about that crow line was that the guy worked in. They had Metal Bats, didn't realize till I got there, into a Chili Peppers tune, and it fit great.
Like, yeah.
He's like, his gears were spinning, mine were spinning. He called me, I think, two nights before when we were trying to plan some stuff and said, I got this idea, and I go, it's a great idea. I've been thinking about it, too. Let me run with it. So he sent me some drops and stuff that I needed to do the song, and no one was home, and I completely lost my mind and did a Chili Peppers tribute,
man,
to Metal Bats.
This is... You have hit so many home runs this year with stupid songs.
Dude.
This is at the very top of the list. I was... Again, I was brain-fried. But man, I was laughing hard. So this is how it sounded with all of us laughing at this. Danny's Red Hot Chili Pepper Mike Soroy song from yesterday morning.
Oh, God.
Metal Bats in Southern California. Mama Lama got the boot up on the bone. Gonna go home, drink some ammonia. Bling bong, bong, a bucket, ding, down the bone. Here's a fine, I think I'm gonna bone ya. With the blue, the red, the blue, the bone ya. Been a while since I said California. California. I don't like your text, so I think I'm gonna phone ya. When I ski, I like to wear Patagonia. My favorite state is California. Black, I'm boom, boom, black. Metal Bats 2, didn't realize till I got there.
They had Metal Bats 2, which I didn't realize till I got there.
They got Metal Bats 2, didn't realize till I got there.
They have Metal Bats 2, which I didn't realize till I got there.
There's a state in the south, and it's called Alabama. Wham, wham, blam, and I think you think you're mamma. The 83 Cougars went by slamma jamma. That booty looked good, I think I'm gonna cram ya. Alabama. My favorite book is Green Eggs and Hammer. I vacationed once at Hoover Dam. From a hole in my bathroom so I can web cam ya. Facebook sucks, so I think I'll Instagram ya. My favorite non-stick cooking spray happens to be Panda. They had Metal Bats 2, didn't realize till I got there.
They had Metal Bats 2, which I didn't realize till I got there.
They had Metal Bats 2, didn't realize till I got there.
They had Metal Bats 2, which I didn't realize till I got there.
I'm looking. And they're cool looking.
Yeah, we're gonna break down.
And they're cool looking. And they're cool looking.
Alabama,
it.
My God.
Okay, so my favorite part about that whole song was trying to think of rhymes with Fornia and Bama. And when I ran out, I would just make noises. And the best reaction to the song was meep, mop, meep, mop, meep, mop, meep, mop. So I couldn't come up with anything. I used green eggs and ham ya, drilled a hole in my bathroom so I can web cam ya. I mean, just anything. Dude. Rhyming is hard. And when you've got like eight lines to fill, yeah. It's like, I don't have anything else that'll... I referenced a cooking spray.
Dude, the thing that killed me, though, is me envisioning you in your house.
Oh.
Like, just, doing this line right here that Mino just played.
As Anthony Kiedis.
Yes.
No shirt on.
Yeah.
Just ripped to death.
It's like a big, giant Indian head tattoo on my chest.
Like your girlfriend walking in and you're...
Man, I'm so glad she was gone. I'm so glad she was working because I would have not been able to execute that. I mean, my dogs were like, what are you doing?
Right, what is happening in this house?
I was like, in there going meep merp meep merp. I look around and my little pit bull's just kind of peering her head.
Right. Why is he meep merp? Right.
Well, he's lost it.
Yeah, dad's finally lost it.
Is he calling me?
Woof. Oh man, I love it so much. Genius. I love it so much. So
that was great.
For the second year in a row, I got my youngest to do a ticker. And you know, pull the curtain back. Shocker. He doesn't write the ticker.
You sure?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. That sounded a lot like
yeah,
his voice.
Right. So the best part is that I kind of gather certain things. Like if I hear something, like after the first one we did last year, it was really funny. And so this year, anytime I thought of something, I would put it in my little notes on the phone,
right.
Like Van Ticker 2020.
Right.
And so, you know, once a month, I'd be like, oh, that'd be good. So I just kind of had it in my mind. So by the time it all came to fruition here in the last week, I basically had everything done, in my head at least.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it, and he knew that he was going to do it as well. But he wanted to see it. And I'm like, no. You're not allowed to see it until I hit record and you look at it and I say go.
So he read it completely cold.
Oh, 100% cold.
Love it.
So when he's...
What a great laugh he has, too.
Yeah, when he starts going, and he knows he's going to laugh, so he's trying to suppress it before we even start the thing, and he's worried about just over-laughing the whole time. But anyway, you know, when I turn the computer around to him and I say go, it's really funny to see the process taking place, see the sausage being made. So here it is. Here is Van's ticker for this year.
Hi, my name is Van Davidson. I am 11 years old and this is my ticket taker. And also why I love my dad. In past year, it's all been about safety first in the Davidson family. Dad has done his best to protect us all from COVID-19. He wanted us to be outside as much as possible. So we took a couple of trips to Colorado and we went on some amazing hikes. It's great to be able to test your body and mind while you are outdoors in such a beautiful setting. But dad was so whacked out on weed, he couldn't see straight. He ate so many edibles and started talking about how he was the king of the mountain. He took his shirt off and was running around singing in a high-pitched voice, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, won't you come out and play? He finally drank some water and calmed down. Dad also encouraged me to play as much golf as possible. So we would go and play a ton while the lockdown was going on. This is the year I fell in love with the sport. And I owe it all to my dad. I can see how happy my dad gets when I hit a good shot or when I make a par. And when I hit a bad shot, Dad takes a 2-iron and hits me in the back of the legs and tells me to quit being a little golf bitch. One time, I missed a 2-foot putt, and he made me bend over and grabbed my ankles. He then drove the golf cart behind me and floored it. The car hit my ass so hard. I went flying into the creek. But now I know to concentrate more over 2 foot. Okay. Dad is always looking for a teaching moment. I also got in trouble a few times this year, but Dad was there to help me teach that all kids get in trouble. It's a matter of how you respond to the adversity. So when Mom caught me smoking cigarettes, Dad told me how to get out of it. He said that Ho never said anything about other brands of cigarettes. So smoke up, son. He bought me Camels, Chesterfields, king-size Kents, Cools, Dunhills, Lucky Strikes, Marriott's, Newports, Paul Malls, or Pall Malls. Parliaments, Polo Mids, Ramblers, Red Salem, Sterling, Super Kings, Darrington's, Virginia Slims. I really love to smoke. His dad says kids are too soft these days. Nothing hardens you like a good pack of smokes. I'm at the age now where I have learned some of life's hard truths. One of those is the birds and bees. No kid wants to hear from his parents. It's just uncomfortable. But Dad sat me down this year and really explained in a delicate manner this very awkward subject. He said, son, there's a time when every dad sits his son to talk about birds and bees. But I don't have any time for this. Here's a hustler. So I read the June 1979 edition of Hustler magazine. Why was everyone so hairy back then? He also handed me the DVD of A Manual in Space. He said gravity doesn't affect boobs when they are in space, so you'll really like this movie. I learned so much about sex and space travel. Thanks, Dad. This has been my ticket taker for 2020. I'm Van Davidson, reminding you to keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. P.S. Dominion machines are crooked as hell. Oh, crooked.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
I cannot...
That kid's a star.
He gets so tickled when he gets to say bad words.
Oh, yeah.
Ass.
Not him.
Giggling over saying ass.
Oh.
And he called his mom a hoe. That hoe didn't say nothing about these brands of cigarettes.
And the golf cart floored it right into the creek.
Hit my ass.
I'll concentrate harder on 2 foot putts now.
Oh my God. So good.
Wow.
I can't wait for next year. I want this to be a thing that he does until he's like 18.
32.
Yes.
Hi. Hey, this is a band. Not reading this crap. Amazing. All right. Well done. Let's talk to Moose. Daryl Johnston next.